9 below in Cedar Rapids feels like 28 below. In the Quad Cities, 0 feels like 21 below. We do have a wind chill advisory through Saturday, tomorrow at noon for the listening area. Doug Wagner with you on the morning show, joined by Joshua McNary of McNary Marketing and Design. Joshua, good morning. Welcome back to the morning show. I've had you on before. I've had you on a regular basis for a number of reasons. The reason I'm talking to you this time is because you really got me with this, your McNary Minute, learning what's worth the investment. First of all, the visual on it. If you sign up, go to McNary, go to Joshua's website, sign up for this McNary Minute. You'll love it. The visual on here of the crisp lines of somebody who snowblowed at their driveway in the side. Talk to me about this column, learning what's worth the investment.
Sure. Thanks, Doug, for having me back on. I write these McNary Minutes every week, and you can find those at McNaryMarketing.com/subscribe, by the way. But this week, I realized, looking out my window as I'm writing this, that my snowblower has been this massive blessing to me in the last couple of years, especially this year. And I used to be the kind of guy that go out there every time I'd see it snow and do it by hand, and I'm still relatively young. I could do that.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, this thing, this machine makes my life so much better, and I could really enjoy the winter. And as you noted, that picture in the McNary Minute, it shows those nice crystal lines, some of which I did, yes. But also, it has this beautiful sunset off in the distance. And that picture was from the day that we were getting the blowing snow, and there was all these accidents and everything. I was home, you know, snowblowing my yard.
Yeah.
But I can enjoy it, right? I could see that snowfall, and of course, I've been staying home with the pandemic and the snow, but I can enjoy it because of this machine, because of this efficiency that I got from this $700 investment a couple of years back to be able to really enjoy this rather than dread every snowflake coming down that I'm going to shovel it with my back.
Exactly. I'm one of these guys, I think like you, Joshua, that I actually enjoy going out there and spending quality time with my snowblower in order to get this done. And I have the option to have somebody plow it for me. I just don't. But you talk about learning what's worth the investment. Take that to that sort of next level.
Sure. Well, I'm not a snowblower and dealer or anything. There's those great people in town that do that. So, I mean, that's not what I'm about. I'm about helping people be more efficient with their business, with their marketing and their sales. And so for me, looking at this, just using this as a way to think about or remind myself that it took me decades of being a Midwesterner, first in Ohio and then here in Iowa, to realize that this machine was going to make my life so much better. And I think we could see that in our day-to-day over and over and over again. So I was challenging my readers to think, hey, you know, where in your life can you see that maybe there's something you've held off on, or maybe there's something that you could do to make your life better that you've been holding back. And, you know, maybe it's going to cost a few bucks to do that. But if you find that right piece, that right thing that could really improve your life, maybe help you enjoy winter a little better, or help you get your challenge in your business handle a little bit faster. That's what I was really trying to make a call to with this analogy of the snowblower.
I really did like this, and as soon as I saw it, I was like, this is just a well-written piece. I said, you're becoming the Andy Rooney of our time. You're young enough, I didn't know if you would actually get that reference, but you did.
Oh, no, I do. I have my respect for my previous media elders.
No, this is good stuff. Go to McNaryMarketing.com. You can sign up and take this McNary Minute in your email every week. Another good one this week. Joshua, I thank you so much for joining me here on the morning show. Big plans for Valentine's Day weekend?
Well, we're just going to be hanging around the home and enjoying our family like we have been over the last year.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you can do. Joshua, take care. Be well. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Doug.
All right, take care. Friday, February 12th of 2021. That's right, Valentine's Day, just 2 days away here on The Morning Show. I've got 6 more things you need to know coming up here in 5 minutes.